Mata Wakatangi Hangi Kuweu, Tamataya Turi Puka, Kapikimon.
In Harare, the unemployment is at about 85%. So we have realized that the best way is to empower the person with self-help projects.
Welcome to the Blue Continent Podcast. I'm your host, Brennan Pertzer, International Research Coordinator for the Blue Continent Alliance, the Blue Continent Podcast, and your Blue Continent.
What this program is about, this podcast, what makes it unique is finding people who have knowledge or expertise or have worked to address in a sustainable way a lot of global development issues.
My guest today is Masimba of Rebirth Trust, based in Harare, Zimbabwe. They've taken an innovative approach for reintegrating inmates into general society.
Hello.
Yes, Brennan, how are you? Good to meet you, sir.
Hi, very nice to meet you as well. Just I'm really glad that this was able to come together. Tell me, where are you now?
I'm based in Harare.
It's very special to have you. I'd like to have you introduce yourself. Tell me about Rebirth Trust and about your work, how you became involved in that.
Thank you, Brennan. Rebirth Trust is an organization that deals with inmates and ex-inmates in terms of rehabilitation and reintegrating them back into society. It was formed in 2008 and is still ongoing. We have managed to assist ex-inmates and their families in order to curb reoffending of crime. So we do this through carrying out various program initiatives to make them get some income so that they are able to sustain themselves.
You sent me a little information and I saw that up to 90% of all crime in Zimbabwe is related to just being
correct.
Poor and poverty.
We have realized that due to our economy, that the employment level is reached out to, the unemployment is reached out to about more than 85%. So we have realized that the best way is to empower the person with self-help projects. This will then help them to deviate from crime and support themselves with the works of their hands.
What are some of the projects that you use or you employ ex-convicts to do?
To mention just a few, we have got a project in sewing of reusable sanitary ware, which we have managed to empower ex-inmates that they then we give them the resources that they need, which includes sewing machines, materials, and then we'll teach them again, we'll train them on how to make the reusable sanitary ware. That's one of the projects. We've also managed to do the poultry project where we'll gather some chicks for the ex-convict, and we'll support them with the chicks and the feed, as well as market linkages.
That's interesting. How many people are involved in these projects?
In Rebirth, we are now 8 people who are involved.
Oh, I mean, how many people are you helping?
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't get that clear. It's all right. As of now, we are now working with 20 ex-inmates from the Harare Central Prison.
Are they all coming from different parts of the country, or are you working with inmates from a specific jail, or people who came from a specific place?
We are targeting people who are stationed at one place, who are staying in one area for the purposes of easily monitoring and evaluation of the projects. So as for now, we are working with one place, that is Domboshava, though they have come from different prisons, but they are based in one location.
You've been doing this project in one way or another since 2008. Do you have plans to grow it into a larger program?
Yeah, we do. We do have plans to grow the program into a bigger program. We have a tree planting program that we have been working with the inmates as well. So in this program, we have been doing it in their backyards, where they would plant the trees, the grafted trees, and after 3 years, they will be able to reap the fruits. So they will be able to reap the fruits, as well as addressing the issue of deforestation, as well as they are also having another stream of income in their way. So we have been doing this in their backyards. So we intend to grow the project into a bigger project.
What type of fruits do you typically grow? What are they growing?
They are growing stringless mangoes. They've got nachos. They've got pawpaws and avocados as of now.
Are you looking at planting different kinds of trees also in the future?
True. There is an opportunity to have other kinds of trees, other kinds of fruit trees.
So how does the planting of the fruit trees, how does that impact or affect deforestation?
Because most of the trees are being cut down to assist in other areas. So the planting of trees is going to address the issue of deforestation by making sure that we are replacing the trees which have been displaced by other means.
Okay, so the fruit trees should take the place of the trees that have been, some of the trees that have been cut down, that you remove trees here and you plant them here just to replace. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Now, how bad is deforestation in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe, deforestation, we grow tobacco, and we use firewood for cooking, we use firewood for all other activities. So it is really an issue in Zimbabwe. So reforestation will then assist in curbing that challenge.
I thought I saw a statistic. It said that it was as bad as maybe 20% per year or something like that. Is that possible?
True. It can reach to that 20% is correct.
If people that are listening to this this broadcast right now, if they are really interested in your work, how can they get more information or how can they help you?
Yeah, we can provide for you the information and the pictures of where we are doing the projects so that you will be able to see them.
Where can they see it? Like, how can they find you if they want to find you now?
We've got a Facebook page, Rebirth Trust.
Rebirth Trust. It's
our Rebirth Correctional Services. That's our Facebook page. The projects will be available there through our communication department.
I will encourage my podcast listeners to go to the Rebirth Trust at your Facebook page. And if they want to contribute, is it possible for them to contribute?
It's very possible. We really appreciate and we welcome the contributions to support the livelihoods of the underprivileged ex-inmates.
Okay. Well, I will encourage them to do that. Thank you for spending a few minutes to talk about your project, and hopefully I'll be able to come and visit you someday in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. We look forward to that. Thank you so much, Brennan, for your time and your...
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
For the music used in today's podcast, I'd like to thank Victor Kanunga and the Cool Crooners, both of Zimbabwe.
And of course, our theme music, The Lone Ranger by Quantum Jump.
Thanks everybody for listening to the Blue Continent Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll subscribe and join us again. Tell others about us. This podcast is also available in a raw video format found on our Blue Continent Alliance Facebook page. If you'd like to see our mini documentaries from around the world, visit the Blue Continent YouTube page today. Thanks again for listening. Take care.